Lesson today is found in the book of Genesis, the 24th chapter. We have been dwelling upon part of this chapter last week. In this chapter we have the wonderful providence of God over Isaac, over Abraham, over Rebekah, and how that God chose a wife for Isaac, the son of Abraham. We have in this chapter 67 verses, and the Spirit has been so liberal in giving us the explanation of how that Isaac received a wife from the Lord. But in this chapter we likewise have a spiritual mystery revealed. And if God may lead me by his good Spirit into the meaning of this chapter, it may be profitable for you and for myself. We have then in this chapter Abraham as the father sending out his servant Eliezer to seek a bride for his son Isaac. If you will keep this in mind as I run through this chapter, we will take Abraham as God the Father, and we will take Eliezer as the Spirit, and we will take likewise Isaac as the Son of God, and we will take Rebekah as a type of the church, the bride of Christ. As you all have been instructed from infancy, that God from all eternity hath chosen the people to himself, and that in the council of peace held between God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, God laid his plan upon the table of saving an innumerable multitude of sinners who he knew would fall and who he loved. They were in his heart before anything ever lived or ever breathed. And for these, he likewise called a council together. And in this council, he laid the plan of salvation upon the table, and he requested his son, Jesus, to accept and take upon himself to be the mediator, the savior, for these whom he loved. And we find the Spirit at this table consenting likewise to fill Christ with his fullness and to go into the world and to seek out those whom God the Father loved and caused them to return back unto God from whom they have gone away in Adam, their covenant head. This plan is revealed in the Bible. This plan you've heard from infancy, every one of you's coming to catechism. And here we have in this chapter this plan unfold in a wonderful manner. We have Abraham sending out Eliezer, who we said was the Spirit. God sends his good Spirit out to seek likewise a bride for his dear son Jesus. This Eliezer, he had to swear unto Abraham that he would not take a wife from the daughters of the Canaanites, amongst whom Abraham and Sarah and Isaac dwelt, but that he should go unto his kindred, to his brother's house, and there he should receive a wife for Isaac. The Spirit of God likewise goes out to seek this bride, and it has sworn unto God in eternity that it will do nothing else but what God has laid upon it to do. And as Abraham had relatives and had a seed in this faraway country, so God has his children, his seed, that this seed must be gathered in due time. And Eliezer then, he consented to go, and we find him that he took 10 camels of his master, he loaded them with good things, for he had charge of all the goods of his master, and he set out to Mesopotamia, the place where Nahor, the brother of Abraham, dwelt. And the Spirit of God in this respect, likewise, is filled with the goodness and with the blessings of God himself. It has authority to distribute its gifts according to its will. And we find Eliezer coming in the evening time unto this place in Mesopotamia. Mesopotamia lies between two great rivers, the river Tigris and the river Euphrates. And this place is renowned because of its being the place where man first was created and where man first lived. And after the deluge, likewise, we find man again in this same place, Mesopotamia. Mesopotamia was the country to which this man went. Babylon of old was in ancient Mesopotamia. The plain of Sinai, where we read of the Tower of Babel being built, was likewise in Mesopotamia. And we find likewise that this man came to this place outside of the city, and there was a well there. It was towards the evening that he came there. And we find that the women of the men of the city, they came out at evening to draw water at this well. And we would consider this well as the means of grace. Did this man Eliezer come there? So the Spirit comes. Did Rebecca come to the well? So those that have been elected by God and chosen by him are by the providence of God led to the means of grace. They are led to the well where salvation is proclaimed by his servants. And we find that as he came to this well, he knelt down and he prayed to God and spoke unto God in this way, that he was at this well outside of the city where the women of the men of the city came to draw water. And wouldn't he, where he would present a sign unto God, fulfill this sign? He presented to God that if he asked this woman for a drink of water, and she willingly gave him a drink of water, and that when she had finished giving him a drink, she would say, I will give water for thy camels also. Let this woman be the woman whom thou dost wish Isaac, the son of my master, to have. We have here then this man Eliezer praying by the Spirit of God. It's a wonder of God, my dear hearers, that we may possess his Spirit. And when his Spirit indites prayer, you may be sure that that prayer will be heard, will be answered. We see this in this man. He was gifted by the Spirit to bring this before God. And ere he was done speaking, then already there was an answer to this prayer. Oh, what a mercy to have the Spirit in our hearts bidding us to pray and giving us access and nearness unto God. Have you ever had it, my hearers? Have you ever had an answer to prayer? Or if you can go back in your life and you were in trouble, you were in distress, it may be there was sickness, it may be that you were in sorrow, distress, and you knew no way out, and you came to God in your distress. Oh, he's a refuge, my hearers. A wonderful refuge in times of trouble. And he heard your feeble cry. He answered you to the joy and to the happiness of your soul. If you have this, oh, what a mercy, my hearers, to gain the ear of God and to have God listen to you and answer you. The Spirit then at that time indited that prayer in your heart. And now wherever this Spirit makes An indwelling in a place and soul, it never leaves it. It eventually leads that person to Christ, for this is the work of the Spirit. And eventually it leads such a soul to heaven above. But this man then praying here received immediately an answer. He was given to be assured that this woman that came down to the well and to whom he asked for a drink and who gave all his camels to drink was the woman that God wanted Isaac to have for a wife. Now the Spirit of God knows each and every soul that has been elected by God from all eternity. And this Spirit of God likewise comes to the well. It comes to the means of grace, just as you have been coming every Lord's Day. And come, my dear hearers, come. For it is there that the Spirit of God doth manifest who they are, whom God loves and whom God has chosen to be the bride of his dear son. Oh, the Spirit makes use of the means, makes use of the word which is spoken, and takes of the word and brings it home to the hearts of those whom God hath foreordained unto eternal life. So this Rebecca, she came down unknowingly to this well. She came for water. So it may be that you have come sometime in your past life. You came to the means of grace, and suddenly they became the word of God for your soul. Oh, your heart was open, and you were given to receive the living water that flows out of that well of salvation, Christ Jesus. And we find that this woman, as she likewise was given to speak unto this man. For he, the Eliezer, spake unto her and questioned her who she was. And she said that she was the daughter of Bethuel, who was born unto Nahor. Oh, it was a wonder for this Eliezer that his prayer was answered. But it was another wonder when he was given to hear that she was the daughter of Nahor. Oh, this was what Abraham had instructed him in, and that it should be one of his own kindred, one of his own relations. And God, who had designated this woman, likewise fulfilled this part of what he had sworn to Abraham for. Oh, the Spirit of God likewise rejoices when one whom God hath loved is brought by the operation of the word to give that word to the person who has been speaking it to them, that they may believe that they are one of them of whom God hath chosen from all eternity. All this, my hearers, is a great wonder for a sinner when the word comes home and they may believe that they are one of them. So we find that this Eliezer, he asked her if there was room in her father's house for them. And she said there was. There was room for them, and there was provender, and there was something for them to eat. This likewise made this man deeply humble. For we find that when she had given unto Eliezer the water to drink, and had given the camels water to drink, and that he found her to be the daughter of this brother of Abraham, that he took out a golden earring and two golden bracelets, and he presented this to this girl, Rebecca. So the Spirit of God, under the means at the well, presents unto those wonderful tokens which are worth more than all the gold and silver in the world, tokens of God's love, of favor. Oh, they receive jewels, my hearers, and these jewels we may classify as life, faith, hope, love. They receive likewise the gift of prayer, the gift that God has promised life in and through his Son. They receive promises And these promises are sweet to the very taste. Oh, this man presented these jewels to this maiden, and so the Spirit makes use of the means of grace, and the Spirit gives these jewels to those that are seeking, longing, and desiring to know whether they are one of them. Have you ever received a jewel under the means of grace? Has God ever opened your heart? Has he ever softened it? Has he ever come to you and spoke to you and given you some hope, some assurance that he has a favor towards you, that he loves you? If you have, my hearers, what's to all the gold and silver in this world? They all perish with the using of it, but if you have his word, you have his promise, if you have some token that he has a favor towards you, you have something that's worth more than the whole world itself. And this servant then, he was given to believe that he would be welcome in the home of this Rebecca. And we find that when Rebecca had received this golden earring and two golden bracelets, that she ran home to her mother and to her brother. Her father had passed away. And when she came there, she related unto them what she had experienced down at the well. And she showed them the bracelets and the earring that this messenger, this Eliezer, had given unto her. Oh, my hearers, if ever God gives you something, then you would like to go home. If you're single yet, you would like to go to your father and your mother and say, such and such happened to me under the means of grace. Look what God has given me. Here it was. Oh, have you ever been given to do this, my hearers? Oh, what a wonder this was for this Rebecca, that she could show signs and tokens that she had met this man down at the well. Have you ever met Christ? Have you ever met with his blessed Spirit under the means of grace? All these things, they filled Laban, and they filled Bethuel with wonder. I was thinking of this, and I thought how different it was with these people. You know, normally if one of you boys or girls or something should experience a divine change and you come home to your parents, it may be that your parents may mock you. They may laugh at you. It's a blessing if they do not. But this happens. They make a mockery of the things of God. But not with Laban and Bethuel. Oh, no. All this was a wonder to them. What had happened to Rebecca? Have you ever come home to your parents? And have they received what you have been speaking about? Were they glad? Were they overjoyed? Did they say, oh, that would happen to me, would happen to you? How fortunate you are. My hearers, this man, Laban, her brother, when he seen of these things and he heard what this man had spoken, why, he ran down to the well. He was anxious to meet this man too. And when he came to the well, he seen him standing there with his camels. And he said unto him, come in, thou blessed of the Lord. Wherefore standest thou without? Wonderful words, aren't they? All his house was open for this man. He was welcome to come there and to dwell there. He was welcome to come and to eat and to stay there. Is your house open, my hearers, for the Lord's people? Is it open for his servants? All this house then was open, and this man spake, come in, thou blessed of the Lord. Was he not blessed of the Lord, this man, Eliezer? Or did he not have the Spirit dwelling in him? Did he not have an answer to prayer? Wasn't it plain for him who the woman was that was to be Isaac's wife? Oh, there was no doubt in him about it. He had been blessed by God. In this respect on the journey that he took, come in, thou blessed of the Lord. Wherefore standest thou without? Oh, it may be that some of you have read this little verse and you have made that your prayer. You probably had heard some of God's dear people recite to you about the experiences that they have had, the meetings they had with God, and how wonderful it was for you to listen to that. You had no such thing in your life. And all of you never had it. What would become of your immortal soul? And then you began to pray, just like Laban did to this Eliezer. Come in, thou blessed of the Lord. Wherefore standest thou without? Have you ever prayed that, any of you, my hearers? Who did you want to come in? Didn't you want the Spirit to come in, to make your heart its temple, its dwelling place? Did you not want Jesus to come into your heart and be prophet, priest, and king? Come in, thou blessed of the Lord. And why do you stand outside? Wherefore standest thou without? Oh, you've been entreating him maybe for years that he would come in. And he hasn't yet come in. He hasn't yet manifested himself unto your heart. Oh, my hearers, this man desired that Eliezer would come to his house. And the man, he went into his house, and he ungirded the camels, and they gave them the food to drink, and they gave them water to wash their feet, and the men that were with him to wash their feet. And then he sat down, and they wanted him to eat. But he said, no, before I eat, let me tell my errand. This man, Eliezer, entered into the house. Come in, thou blessed of the Lord. Has he ever entered into your house, into your heart, and made that his house, his temple? What a mercy, my hearers, if he has answered you and he has come in. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will bring you to Jesus and reveal this precious Christ in your heart. And now this man Eliezer, he began to relate unto Bethuel and to Laban what had taken place at the well. Or he relates from the beginning how that Abraham had sent him, and how that he had swore to Abraham, and that Abraham, his master, God had blessed him so greatly, and he had become great. He had flocks, he had herds, he had gold and silver and camels and asses. All he had become rich. My hearers, Abraham had become great. He had become wealthy. He was immense. But there is this God in heaven above. Oh, if we take the Spirit, and when it comes and begins to expound about this glorious God in heaven above, who is so rich and who is so full of all the blessings that this world can provide with, who fills heaven and earth, and who blesses likewise his dear children. Oh, when we hear of this great God, and we have been brought upon by the Spirit, then there is no one like this God. He becomes great. He is exalted in our hearts. And we long to be able to say that this God is my God. Have you such a longing? Have you such a desire? Have you ever heard of this God? And has your heart been ignited by the Spirit like the hearts of the two men on the way to Emmaus? When Jesus was walking with them and talking with them, then their hearts began to burn within them. Oh, have you ever had any heart burning in your life under the means of grace? The Spirit of God brings home the Word, and it brings home the glories of this great God, the riches of this God. Oh, he's rich, my hearers, rich in mercy, rich in grace, rich in pity, rich in compassion. Oh, he's rich in love, likewise, to poor sinners. Oh, when we hear these things, how the heart longs for this God, thirst for him, longs to possess him. For this Eliezer began to speak about Abraham. So the Spirit teaches his dear children what a wonderful God they have in heaven above. And then he went on to state how that Abraham had been blessed when he was old, for Sarah his wife had bared unto him a son, and Abraham had given all what he had unto his son. Oh, this is another theme, my hearers, that the Spirit takes and begins to unfold to a poor sinner, that God has a son, namely Jesus Christ, and that God has given unto his son everything. The fullness of God dwells in him. And all when they hear of this precious Jesus, when they are given to hear that he is the way to the Father, and that in him there is a full remission of sins, all they long for him. He was speaking in the presence of Laban, Bethuel, and Rebekah. And oh, I believe that Rebekah, when she began to hear this, she had already signs and tokens of him. Oh, how her heart must have been warmed. Oh, I wish that he was my husband. I wish that I was married to him. And when this Eliezer began to say unto the parents and explain to them how clearly and plainly God had showed him who was to be the wife of Isaac, he said unto them, "Say now, what will ye? Will I go or will I stay? Will you give me Rebekah or will you not? Then I will have to turn either to the right hand or to the left. Say now what I should do." And they said, "We cannot answer thee, either bad or good, for the matter proceedeth from God." They were so assured themselves that what this servant had been speaking about was from God in heaven above, with no question about it, that their sister, her daughter, had to be the wife of Isaac. All this brought this servant down to bow his head and to worship and to thank the Lord God of his master Abraham that he had prospered his way and that he had been successful in this journey, and that now he was ready to take this Rebekah to Isaac, the son of Abraham. Oh, to have such a witness, my hearers, in our own hearts, and to be so convinced that the work is of God, that the matter proceedeth from God, is something that every living soul desires. Every time they come up to the house of God, they would like to have something like this. These people were convinced of it. There was no doubt in them. And when they said this, all this Eliezer, it brought him down in humility. And when God gives you a witness, my hearers, and you are assured that he has a favor towards you, then it brings you down. Then you begin to worship God through humility. And we find that then this servant, after they had consented that Rebekah should go with him and that she should become the son of his master Abraham, then he went and he took out of his treasures jewels of gold and of silver and raiment, and he gave them to Rebekah. And likewise he gave unto her brother and her mother precious things. Oh, when Rebekah saw these jewels, and where she had been under the hearing of what this Eliezer had been speaking of, oh, she was given to receive these jewels, how it must have made her heart yearn for Isaac. These were the things that he had sent with this man. And God now was the one that were going to join them together in marriage. She was just filled with longing and desire after Isaac, who she never saw, who she never heard. The only thing she had was these jewels. The only thing she had was the word that this Eliezer had been speaking to them about. Maybe that's all you have. You don't have Jesus. But if you have some jewels of him, or if you have some of his words in your heart, a testimony of the Spirit in your soul, irrespective of how long it may take, eventually you will be brought to Jesus. This Rebecca, when she was given these jewels, she was overpowered. She was made willing to sacrifice everything to go to Isaac, to be his wife. And now this Eliezer, after he had spoken these words, he and his men, they sat down and they ate. And they went to sleep, and he rose up the next morning, and he said unto the brother and mother of Rebekah, let me go to my master, where the Lord hath frustrated my journey, hinder me not. Well, they said, let the damsel stay for about 10 days and then go. No, he says, let me go to my master, for the Lord has prospered my journey. Well, they said, call the damsel and see what she has to say. And when they called Rebekah, they said unto her, will you go with this man? She said, I will go. She was ready to go. She had been overpowered. She had been won in by all what had been experienced by her, and she was willing to leave her mother and her brother and to go to someone that she never saw. How is it with you, my dear hearers? Have you ever been overpowered? Have you ever been won in? Have you ever been given the say? With Ruth of old, to Naomi she said, thy people will be my people, thy God, my God. Oh, what a mercy, my hearers, to be given to leave everything. She left everything, Ruth, and she went into this country with her mother-in-law. So have some of you, probably. You've left everything. Why? Because God took possession of your heart, put his Spirit within you, drew you with the cords of his love, and revealed in you that there was one that could bring you safely to God, namely Jesus. And you have been seeking him. You've been longing and desiring for him. You have received something of him in your life. And now Rebekah, she arose with her nurse and with the man Eliezer and his men, and she left her home to go to be the wife of Isaac. When she came near to the place where Isaac dwelt, we find that she sees a man in the distance walking in the field. It says in the Bible, Isaac went out into the field in the evening to meditate. Isaac went out into the field to pray to God that the journey that this Eliezer took might have been prosperous and that he would receive a wife. He was a praying man, Isaac. He was a God-fearing man. I hope that you, when you are seeking a partner in life, irrespective of who you may be, whether you be a girl or whether you be a boy, that you may acknowledge him. And that if you get a wife or you get a husband from the Lord, you have received a great blessing. Seek him and acknowledge him in this way, my hearers. I was much struck when I was teaching last week about Abraham sending this Eliezer out to have a wife for his son. And then he stated so, he did not want his son to be married to any of the Canaanites of that country. Why? If they were idolaters, if they were devoted to destruction, In the first place, we find God revealing his hatred against their sin in destroying the five cities, Sodom and Gomorrah, Adamah and Seboam. These cities of the plain, they were Canaanitish people. And God overthrew them, and every one of them was burned by the wrath and the anger of God. These Canaanites, likewise, were destroyed by the thousands when Joshua invaded the land of Canaan with the Israelites. These are a type of the world, a type of sinners that go on in their sins and surely shall be destroyed forever. Oh, my hearers, if you have a son, if you have a daughter, that are on the verge of being married, all speak to them in love. Let them not marry outside of their own kind. Oh, many today care not about their children. It's a sad time in which we are living. I was coming to church this morning, and right on the corner over here, there were five young girls between the ages of 14 and 18, I think. They were sitting on the cement, on the sidewalk, with their bare feet at this time in the morning, and they were drinking a bottle of soda and having something to eat. I says to my wife, look, I says, can you imagine letting your children do such things, and then on a Sunday morning? Oh, how many parents are like this? They let the children shift for themselves. And after they have shifted for themselves, then they meet up with somebody who is ungodly, who never cares about God or his word or religion. And oh, what is the consequence? Look through America today. This is what is taking place, my hearers. Parents do not show their authority and do not bind their children to what they have promised before God that they would. Oh, Abraham didn't want his son married to something like that. And I'm sure if you were a Christian person, you don't want your son or your daughter married to something like that either. But oh, many of them care not, my hearers. They run away. They do it anyway, irrespective of the parents' admonitions. What a mercy if you are parents and you have children, you have sons and daughters, and they marry in their own kind. How happy you must be, my hearers. They have their troubles enough, that is true, in married life, but at least they don't have their religious troubles. Oh, my hearers, Abraham, he acknowledged God, and he sought God's face, and God gave that Isaac received a wife from the Lord. You couldn't receive a better gift if God gives you a wife from the Lord or a husband from the Lord. And now when this maiden came and saw him in the field, and he was in the field meditating, she asked his servant who he was. And he said, that's my master, Isaac. And when she heard that, she took a veil and she covered her face. And she alighted from the camel that she was riding on. Oh, my hearers, if ever you meet Jesus in this life, if ever you see something of his beauty, of his loveliness, of his all-sufficiency by the eye of faith, oh, then you can't get down low enough. You would like to go and hide yourself before him who has in love visited you and revealed something of his loveliness unto your heart. So it went with Rebecca. And when Isaac was told by this servant what had expired, then he took her into his mother's tent, it says, Sarah's tent. He lost his mother. He had no mother. And now he took her into his mother's tent, and he loved her. Oh, if Jesus loves you, my hearers, he will take you into his tent. He will take you into his tabernacle above, and he will be with you and care for you in this life and eventually land you in glory above. Isaac received then a great blessing in receiving a wife from the Lord. Now this concludes this chapter for today. The Lord bless my feeble explanation of it to your very hearts for his name's sake. That's all.